Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to this edition with gentle friends and the heart of a Zider. I'm a Sir Zider. Okay, shout out Reba McEntire, but really shout out Anna, because she went to go see Reba and she won't stop singing this shit. And that's all we're doing today. There is no trends. We're just a single pod who works two pods. Anyway,
that's true.
Yeah, works two pods. That's what we do. You know what I mean? With the gentle trends and the heart of a Zider, we are Sir Ziders. Anyway, I'm Miles. I'm joined by Becca Ramos. What's good? How are
Hello.
You?
Hello. It's a beautiful day in New York City. It's getting to be 70 degrees today.
Ooh. It was kind of. Oh, shit. It's 74 right now in the city.
Yeah. That's the highest it's been in months. In months.
Good for you.
Probably since the fall.
That's cool, because it's gonna be 78 this weekend in LA. We back.
Well,
baby.
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm sick of wearing long sleeves.
Yeah,
I have shorts on today. A first of the season.
My legs. I don't even want to look at them. I don't know what shade of unhealthy of indoor they've become. I have my indoor legs right now. My winter legs.
It's so crazy now that I've left the South. How much brighter my skin is, in the sense that I am probably 8 shades not as dark as I used to be. Like, I look at pictures of me from when I lived in Texas full time,
right?
And now it's truly night and day. Like, night and day.
Man, look at you. You move from the South where there is less sun, now you are whiter.
Literally.
Anyway, everything's going to be through the prism of Reba McEntire. But anyway, let's get to the actual trends. This is not through the prism of Reba McEntire. Let's look at the new Mario film through the prism of a violent right-wing extremist named Anna Perez, who she's got problems with this new Mario film. And she's going to tell you why. This is something that's trending today because everyone's mad at the Mario movie for their own reasons. And this is the shithead version.
Now, you might be thinking, Anna, who cares? It's just some dumb movie. But you should care. And here's why. Because what they are doing is they're trying to brainwash society to think that that's how women are supposed to be. And this is dangerous, because then we have women who go out there who think they're men and they wind up getting hurt. They wind up getting raped. They wind up getting, because this is, who's going to consume this content? Well, young kids, right? It's a cartoon.
First off, this is her response because Princess Peach was not damseled adequately enough in the film. That because she was not completely helpless, that this is the message that you're sending to kids. I could go on, but I won't. I'll just spare you it. The tenuous connections she tries to make are really something else. But she's like, let's just face it. You know, women are not gonna like fight some guy and like be the badass. Like badass feminism is like killing women right now.
I have no words. Like that truly rocked me to my core. I can't believe the idea is that because you're not damseled enough, you're showcasing that you are vulnerable to men when you think you're not, which is so crazy because I don't know a woman on earth that doesn't already think no matter how strong they are, they aren't also vulnerable, you know?
Because right.
We are taught, despite how much we protect ourselves, how much we do self-defense, we have, you know, we put our keys in between our fingers when we're walking at night, that we call somebody on the road, that, you know, we carry pepper spray, we carry, you know, I see ads for knives that are, you know, like disguised as rings that you can just like push a button and then, you know, it doesn't matter.
Oh yeah, I saw that one too. That was like, like a razor blade that came out of like a gold ring. Yeah.
So it's like, it doesn't matter how prepped we are. Like there's still not enough prep I could do to feel safe, you know?
Yeah.
Like I will always, no matter what be told, there's nothing you can do. You will get hurt. It's not a matter of if, it is a matter of when. And also it'll be your fault. So that was just crazy.
Yeah. So, but also, you know, just bow to the men because they're the ones that are going to bravely step into danger. I don't know about that either.
Also the thing of like, so the men are the ones hurting us, but they're also going to be the ones that protect us.
Yeah, men will not protect you. Okay.
No.
That's just a sad fact. Anyway, so that's, you know, meanwhile, we were talking about like how like the reviews kind of seem to be divided, or at least like there's like a 54% Rotten Tomatoes score, like on the day it came out. People who are like Mario were like, yeah, it actually wasn't bad. And other like movie critics were like, yeah, it was actually, it was fun. Then there are like other movie critics who have no idea what Mario is and like, what the fuck was this? I don't even understand. It's bad. So I don't know. I mean, I'm still intrigued.
I definitely still want to go see it. I tried to, you know, maybe bootleg it yesterday, but it was, you know, too new to be able to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm intrigued. I'll probably go see it. I think this take was absolutely insane. And I feel like, honey, take your pick of the million other princesses out there that are damseling enough.
Yeah. For you. Well, let's go from one brand of backwards feminism, unfortunately, to another, which are the TERFs.
Yo.
Yeah, don't raise roof. The TERFs are out in fucking full force right now because Daniel Radcliffe, he recently moderated a roundtable with some like non-binary and trans kids for the Trevor Project. And his whole thing was like, you know, if we're going to talk about these kids in this community, let's talk to them and let's hear from them. Let's not just give our 10,000 foot view on what you think these kids are doing or their lives are like, and let's hear from them.
We love a king who doubles down on fuck the TERFs, you know?
Oh, yeah.
100%. He was just like, yeah, you made me famous, J.K. Rowling, but like,
watch this.
Fuck you.
Watch me use this platform for this. Ah, you're mad now. So because that happened, I'm presuming this is why what this is happening. We're now seeing a bunch of fucking weirdos, goofy motherfuckers attacking like his cis partner who is currently pregnant. And they're like, oh, I know one when I see one, fucking transphobic shit. It's really fucking disgusting. And, you know, again, his partner is a cisgendered woman who is pregnant. And there are people still like casting aspersions. And they're like, you guys tell me what you see in this pic. Again, because they're mad that he's actually using his platform to do something substantive. And then these people are just trying to brigade on Twitter. It's anyway.
It's so crazy.
The state
Get off
of that.
The internet. Go touch some grass. It's so insane.
Well, you know, people are just, I don't know. People are, they don't know what to do with their anger. And it's for whatever reason, a lot of people like to go to like try and pick on people. They think that like, hey, nobody's got their back. So I'm going to go all in on this group right now. It's bullshit. So anyway, shout out to Daniel Radcliffe. Yeah, like you're saying, continue to use that platform to upset your former colleague or whatever you call that person, JKKK Rowling. Okay, let's move on to the next trend. iPod Nano is trending.
I saw this.
And I was like, what the fuck? It's coming back? I mean, I remember when I had a little iPod Nano.
I loved my Nano.
So this is trending not because the iPod Nano is coming back, but because people saw like these images of a new, like a patent that Apple apparently recently filed, or maybe like a year or two ago, about how they wanted to add a control display to the case of AirPods. So like your AirPods case would now have like a full on display screen that they're saying could like control the audio and this, that, and the other. In my mind, I'm like, what the fuck do I need? What the? This seems so fucking unnecessary. And like, I'm starting to worry about them over there at Apple because they have not come with it in a while now.
It's very full circle moment of like, okay, you created the original technology and you're basically creating a reboot of that original technology of, you know, minimal, you know, it's kind of like when they came out with the mini shuffle after they had already made all those other shuffle items, right? And people are now using them as hair clips, which is crazy. Like Gen Zers, I keep seeing are using them as hair clips. I'm like,
oh, wait, using what as hair clips?
As those iPod shuffles, like the little clip ones. Yeah, they're like, look at these crazy hair clips. And it's like, those used to be like $60 a pop.
Shit. I love that, like, now, like, Gen Z is kind of like, it's like Waterworld now, where, like, they're just coming upon all this weird shit from the past with no explanation. They're like, yeah, this thing, this is now a barrette.
Yeah.
Like, fuck it.
It's like, they're like, this artifact. And I'm like, oh, my God, I feel so old.
I love
it. But this, really, to me, I'm like, unless you're not, like, because I know with the watches specifically, right, that you can pay for the cellular plan. So you can use your watch without having your phone. So if you have your AirPods,
go on a run or something.
Yeah, you can go on a run. You can take a call. So I feel like unless you're getting a data plan for your headphones, what the fuck is the point of this? Because like you're going to have your phone on you when you're using these headphones.
And well, for them, it's not necessarily to like stream or anything. They just want to have like your controls for playback or like you switch audio sources or like the audio modes. I mean, right now, you can pause and skip and change the fucking like noise canceling function. That's what I'm like, I'm never like, God, I wish I could just do this on the case. Like half the time, I don't know where the fucking case is.
I was going to say, I lose it all the time. I'm like, what they really need to do is fix the feature for Find My headphones or whatever.
Yeah, make that shit be louder.
Well, the only way it works is if your headphones are not in the case and they're just like stranded around the house, which who's leaving the headphones places, okay? They're in the case. I just can't find the case.
I got cats.
Okay.
And you leave a Lucy around, they'll bat that shit to the fucking edge of the earth, and you don't know where it goes.
I'm not leaving the Lucys around, you know what I'm saying? Because I need them to charge. So I'm like, if I can only, like, I've lost the little case, so if I can only find them by having the headphones loose and out,
right?
That's not helpful to me.
This is, again, another thing where I'm like, I fail to see what it's like, it's a solution in search of a problem, as like other Apple people described the like upcoming augmented reality headset that's coming out that we discussed, where it's like, what, bro? Nobody wants this shit.
No.
Like nobody who is like your everyday consumer is saying, oh man, I wish I could have a fucking augmented reality headset to like, we don't have a use case for it right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, whatever. Good luck to y'all. I mean, you have so much money that there's absolutely no way you can fail. You're literally too big to fail. So maybe, you know, you'll have a nano case coming to a pocket near you. All right, let's take another break. Not another break. Let's take our first break. And we're going to be right back to talk about some interesting legal and technological developments and one trash reality suggestion that I kind of agree with. All right, after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring the Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And so is the Donda Academy in the news. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about Kanye West, but there's something very interesting happening where he's being sued alongside a couple other administrators, like these former staff members are just coming together to allege all kinds of things about how fucked up and like just stupid this school was. And like, there are all kinds of things from like labor violations to like not even coinciding with like actual educational standards.
Of course.
But some of the fun, weird things are apparently that the students were fed sushi for lunch every day.
That just makes me chuckle because it's like such a rich person problem, you know, to be like, yeah, the kids have to have sushi. And it's like, kids don't want sushi, no matter how rich they are. They just don't, you know, like they're kids.
And like, yeah, these two Black women who are like the only Black women at the school, they're like, man, there's all kinds of other bullshit going on here. And my God, there was like another thing about how he doesn't like chemicals because I don't know. He believes they're bad. He doesn't like stairs. They could only teach on the first floor because he doesn't like stairs. So I'm like, oh, him and Trump like actually do have a bit in common if he's anti-stair. And then, you know, also some other, like there were no chairs either. It just sounds like, you know, it sounds as bad as it seemed from the outside when you saw those kids dressed in all black. And it couldn't be Nike and it couldn't be Adidas either, apparently. So, yeah, feel bad for those kids, but I'm sure they're going to have they'll have a great podcast in about 15 years talking about all the things they saw there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And apparently, I didn't know that, like, they snuck back into L.A. County. Like, people didn't know where it was first. Like, at first, it was in Ventura County, and then it, like, secretly crept into, like, an exurb in L.A. County, and that's whatever. Anyway, pin in that one. We'll see what happens there, but I hope these workers get what they're asking for. Next up, ChatGPT-4 is trending again because this time, this motherfucking AI just passed the medical licensing exam with flying colors.
No.
And there's this doctor, this Harvard doctor, who apparently is like, you know, he's a physician and he's like a computer programmer. So he wanted to just kind of check it out, put this thing through its paces. And he was like, damn, this thing is doing basically said it was able to like assess better than other doctors he's like observed. And because like it's like multilingual, it could do all of like the translating. Like that's another hard bit about, can you translate like the kind of care people need into other languages? He said he was very, very impressed with it. On the other side of it though, he said, quote, on the one hand, I was having a sophisticated medical conversation with a computational process. On the other hand, just as mind-blowing was the anxious realization that millions of families would soon have access to this impressive medical expertise, and I could not figure out how we could guarantee or certify that ChatGPT-4's advice would be safe or effective.
Oh.
But, I mean, it's not like, you know, I don't think people are going to be like, I don't need a doctor, I got ChatGPT, but who knows, based on our current capitalist hellscape, may be more effective. Sadly, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of people who don't have proper access to healthcare, and I can imagine that they would ask questions to something that they would guarantee maybe more advice if it's free versus Google, where you're having to decipher it yourself. Whether that's good or bad, you know, who's to say? I think maybe potentially really bad, but yeah,
I mean, I can't
tell if this is great for democracy or bad.
I don't know how. I mean, it's the other thing is like the. You know, like I think they also mentioned, like, it doesn't take a Hippocratic oath. So, like, how do you like, but again, this is just the, this is just what this thing is capable of right now.
Yeah.
And it's just interesting that this doctor was truly like, wow. It's like, this shit.
But it's like,
he's like low key better than real doctors I know.
Yeah. Cause it's like, at one side, it's like, maybe it would give you unbiased advice about what you're going through. Right. But
yeah.
On the other, it's like, it's still a robot.
Yeah. Super producer Victor brings up a good point. He's like, for the people who do their own research crowd.
Yeah.
Who knows who knows where they go?
And yeah, they're, that's like, the other side of it too, right? Are they going to use it to circumvent getting vaccinated? Like, it's,
you just know, somebody's going to pull up saying they're a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to like, they're going to be like ChatGPT trained or some shit.
Honestly, and you know what? This reminds me, when I binged House at the beginning of the year, there is an episode where one of the doctors who's like in House's new residency, he's like pretending to be House and he's like answering these questions and like taking a side check to like be a consultant doctor via email, but he doesn't have all the answers because he's like a fucking resident. So he's like asking people around him and like trying to get the answers, but he's like using Dr. House's name and also like stealing a bunch of money from people. Yeah. So it's that.
At least those kind of grifter skills, you had to have people skills too. You know, you go around, pretend you were asking an anonymous question so you could, you're actually, you know, you were fronting and pretending you were Dr. House. But anyway, yeah, we'll see what it does next. Oh, there was, I read something too, that like a bunch of poets and like critics of like poetry, like critics were like, this fucking thing can't do poems. Just so y'all know, this thing is a fucking whack as shit. There ain't no way it's coming for poetry yet.
Hey, be careful.
Yeah, exactly. Cause the next thing you know, it's like, I am GPT-5. I'm a poet. And don't I know it? Finally. Now I have not seen the new season of Love is Blind, but I have seen all the ones that have come previous, and I am going to watch this season because I love this show. I love the show, which I call Falling in Love Through the Wall, because lonely. Now, apparently right now, a lot of couples haven't made it, and a lot of viewers are like, man, this is kind of stupid. Like, what you need to do, apparently this is something that has been suggested a lot online, is that maybe they should up the age and all the people that are on the show should be in their 30s, because like one of the couples that's like most promising on this season, apparently they're 36 and 37.
Yes,
I get
absolutely.
That. When people in their
Tiffany
20s
and Brett.
People in their 20s. I get it. Are you there for love? Or are you there to be like, yo, I could get my whole shit popping on here?
I do think they tried harder this season to get men over 30, because the last three seasons, but especially last season, the men were typically under 30 because they all just want to get famous. Like, it's so clear, like for this show specifically, a lot of the men are the ones just trying to get on TV and the women are the ones trying to find love. So a lot of the women applying were over 30 or like late 20s, early 30s, right? Like 27 to 34, I want to say, was probably the range last season. But the men were like 25, 26, 27. And it's like, I don't know, as a woman who dates men, I have not had success dating younger men ever in my life. I've tended to date not too much older, but definitely like at least my age or within 5 years, you know? So to me, having these women who were in their 30s trying to settle down, having men that are babies to them, like 26 and extensively less mature,
right,
doesn't work. So this season, I do feel like they did try to get more men over 30. And I do think that's why you have a more promising couple than the last two seasons, because the first season you had like the promising couple and they're still married.
Yeah.
And then season two and three were just like messy. It was just like so clear they were just like going off the rails.
Fucking Zenab and Cole.
Oh,
remember that shit?
Don't even get started.
Fucking Bartice. Fucking Bartice too. I was like,
Barnacle. That's so true. Like with Cole and Zenab, right? Like Zenab was like 31 or 33 and Cole was 26 or something. So it's like, it was so clear it wasn't going to work. And it was very clear the second that they met, like she was just like, oh, he's a baby. And he was just like, but I've been married before. And it's like, okay, yeah, but you're from Texas. That's like, duh, you've been married before.
Yeah, you better be married.
I know divorcees that are 22. Like,
sure.
Crazy. I agree.
I think, yeah, for me too, when you think about like, the fun of the show is when you see people just somehow go 0 to 60 like within three sentences. They're like, wait, what? You're from where? You're also from there? Wait, okay, hold on. Do you like the local sports team? Yes. And then they do like a smash cut to their confessional. Like, I think I've fallen in love. Like, I think I've honestly found the person. And they like, they're so serious. I'm like, yo, this is fucking entertainment. You know what I mean?
And this season, there is a couple like that, Zach and Bliss. And, you know, there's a lot of details. I won't get into it. But I did feel like their conversations were like, they were talking about one thing. And then all of a sudden she's like, yeah, of course I know all the words of that song. It's like my favorite song. And he's like, you know all the words to insert pretty famous song that a lot of people know the words
right.
to. And she's like, he's like, that song my mother used to sing to me. Like, it's really important to me. And then it's like, and he was like, yeah, like I really love penguins. And she's like, oh my God, I've been told my whole life that my spirit animal is penguins. And you're just
like, oh, spirit animals? Like, no, we're not doing that.
Like, we're just so in sync.
Wow. Okay, Justin. I love to hear that. But yeah, I think the one thing I will say is like the people who I know have who have fallen in love the quickest and got married and like their shit evolves like on a fucking at lightning speed are people in their 30s.
Yeah.
Like single people already, in their 30s.
They know what they want.
Because they are ready.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people in their 30s are ready. And if they haven't had the chance to like meet somebody like whatever out there. Like I know people who are like they went from like OkCupid to marriage like in fucking 3 months and they're with them and like they're doing it.
Yeah.
So I want to see that. I want to see people fall in love through a wall and have that love be real and not be like you see them you see each other for the first time and you're like, ooh, actually I'm not fucking with that at all.
Yeah, this is the first season that they really I think did look at people and they were like, oh, like,
right.
Like, I mean, I think in that first season with the blonde girl Lauren and that Mark guy, that was one of those two that was kind of like, oh, but they still end up fucking. But like this season, like Zach and Irina, they looked at each other and they were like, no.
Oh, for real?
And she literally, I don't even think they kissed. Like she was just like, yeah, like I want to wait till marriage. And it's like, no, you definitely have fucked before, girl. You just don't want to fuck him. It's
like, wow. And then which one was, what season was Deep D? That was season two,
that was season two.
Yeah, that was another one too.
Yeah.
DJ Fuckboy pulled up and you were like, this guy's trash.
He
like,
was so crazy. That guy was so crazy.
He tried. All right. Well, that is it for this episode of I'm a Surzider. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be back tomorrow with a great episode. You're going to love it. And yeah, until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Be kind to yourself. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy, transphobia, homophobia, none of that. Okay? Don't tolerate it. Okay? We'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.